You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey, Hepcats and Crazy Kittens, welcome to another Juke in the Back, a solid hour of 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, the building blocks to the foundation of rock and roll. This week, in the spotlight, I have part one of a two-part special on the great Chuck Willis. This week, we'll be examining his first records, done in the early 1950s for the Columbia and OK labels. He would become well known to the pop audience late in the decade with hits like CC Rider and What Am I Living For? But we're gonna get down to where it all began. Part one of Chuck Willis coming up in just a few minutes. But first, let's kick off this week's show by going back to 1945 in a song that is truly one of the building blocks to the foundation of rock and roll, The Honey Dripper from Joe Liggins. Liggins was born in Oklahoma, but really made a name for himself after he moved to Los Angeles in the early 1940s. He wrote The Honey Dripper in 1942. He tried to get his band leader, Sammy Franklin, to record it, but when Franklin refused, Joe Liggins packed up and formed his own six-piece band and recorded The Honey Dripper in 1945 for Leon Renee's exclusive label. The record took off so fast that Renee and his label could not keep up with the demand. They ended up buying their own pressing plant and breaking down previously pressed 78s. The result was 78 RPM records that didn't sound so good. But just like today, people in 1945 weren't as concerned with the sound quality as they were with just getting the tune. In September of 1945, it topped the race record chart for a whopping 18 weeks. When Liggins would play it live, the tune would often go on for 10 to 20 minutes. But when recording it, they broke it down into 2 3-minute sides. So let's kick off this week's show with one of those records that just might be the first rock and roll record. Here's Joe Liggins and his Honey Drippers with The Honey Dripper, Part 1 and Part 2. Welcome to the Juke in the Back.
The Dripper, I,
Fantastic Honey Dripper, Part 1 and Part 2 from 1945, Joe Liggins and his Honey Drippers. I mentioned how that song was number 1 for 18 solid weeks back in 1945 on the race record chart, but what I didn't mention is that it crossed over to number 13 on the pop charts, which was almost unheard of at that time. We'll never truly know how many copies that record sold because many of those records were sold by railroad porters on the trains up to Chicago. Liggins would later cut the tune again in 1950 for the Specialty label. More on good old Joe in a future Juke in the Back. But right now it's time to turn our attention to this week's Spotlight, part one of a two-part series on the great Chuck Willis. Willis was born Harold Willis on January 31st, 1928 in Atlanta. He began singing at an early age, initially playing talent shows and dances sponsored by the YMCA around the Atlanta area, and was fortunate enough to get vocal spots with some of Atlanta's biggest band leaders like Roy Mays and Red McAllister. His career took a mighty turn when Atlanta DJ Zenas Daddy Sears took an interest in him and began managing his career. He took the stage name Chuck Willis and was signed to Columbia Records in 1951. Columbia would only release one single on Chuck Willis before they shuffled him off to their newly reactivated subsidiary, OK Records. Here's Chuck Willis's very first record, called Can't You See, released on Columbia in 1951. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging Chuck Willis on the Juke in the Back.
Told me, you paid for what you learned. Well, I paid and learned my lesson for every doggone thing I've done. Can't you see? Now you trying to mistreat poor me. I tried hard to get along with you. You know I tried. I tried hard to get along with you. Didn't I give you all my loving? Haven't I been good to you? Well, I lied, 'cause I just couldn't face my friend. That's why I lie, 'cause I just couldn't face my friend. They don't know you're gone and left me. My friends don't know the shape of me. Well, I tried to be a good man, tried to treat everybody nice, but it seemed like everybody just wanted to wreck my life. But I tried. I tried hard to get along with you. Didn't I give you all my loving? Haven't I been good to you?
I tried to get along with you. Our feature this week, Chuck Willis, here on the Juke in the Back. It should be noted that not only was Chuck a great balladeer and a fantastic blues shouter, he was also a great songwriter. He wrote that tune, and he wrote the one you heard before that, Can't You See? Now, I Tried was his first release on Columbia's subsidiary, OK Records. It didn't go anywhere nationally, but at this time, Chuck was becoming huge around the Atlanta area. He was playing all the hot night spots, like the Magnolia Ballroom, the Royal Peacock, the 81 Theater, and Zanzibar. Atlanta had a hot rhythm and blues scene at the time that included Titus Turner and Tommy Brown and Melvin Smith, just to name a few. This next tune was also written by Chuck Willis and was recorded at his very first recording session, the one that yielded that first single for Columbia, which was January 26, 1951. But this song wouldn't be released until later on OK Records. Here's Chuck Willis with Let's Jump Tonight on the Juke in the Back.
Jump tonight. I got lots of money and a Cadillac car. Yes, I'm gonna jump tonight. Yes, I'm gonna jump tonight. I love you, baby. Yes, I'm gonna jump tonight. Come on, let's jump tonight. Hey, hey, let's jump tonight. Well, we're gonna jump tonight. Yes, we're gonna jump tonight. I love my baby. Hey, let's jump tonight.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to the Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Well, I took you out to give you a ball. You had to come back and tell the world about it all. Oh, loud mouth Lucy. Oh, big mouth Lucy. Oh, loud mouth Lucy. Why do you talk so much? Well, you thought you were smart when you told your pal. Your pal come back and told my gal. Oh, loud mouth Lucy. Oh, big mouth Lucy. Oh, loud mouth Lucy. Why do you talk so much? Well, that's the reason you're on the shelf. You talk so much, you told on yourself. Oh, loud mouth Lucy. Oh, big mouth Lucy. Oh, loud mouth Lucy. Why do you talk so much? Oh. A woman like you would get a good man killed. Oh, loud mouth Lucy. Oh, big mouth Lucy. Oh, loud mouth Lucy. Why do you talk so much? Well, you just talk, talk with your yakety yak. Now my baby don't want me back. Oh, loud mouth Lucy. Oh, big mouth Lucy. Oh, loud mouth Lucy. Why do you talk so much?
Recorded in February of 1952, that's Chuck Willis with Loud Mouth Lucy. That was his third single for OK and his fourth single altogether. All of these records flopped. But it was his fifth single release that would hit gold in October of 1952. It took a solid, smooth ballad to put Chuck Willis on the charts. It's a song he wrote and it went to number two on the charts. Here's Chuck Willis with My Story on the Juke in the Back.
Nobody cares. Nobody knows. I'm going to tell you just how my story goes. I lost my baby. Where is my baby? She's the one I love. Just don't wanna live. Where is my my baby anymore. Here I stand with my eyes full of tears. So broken-hearted, I just don't want to live. I'm going crazy. Where is my baby?
What he does with that classic Louis Jordan tune, Caledonia. Chuck Willis even changing some of the lyrics around, just sounding so good. Great band accompaniment too. That was the flip side of My Story, which you heard right before that. My Story went to number 2 back in 1952. We're featuring Chuck Willis this week on the Juke in the Back. This is part 1 of a 2-parter. I'm focusing on his records from 1951 to 1954 this week. Next week we'll look at 54 through 58. We unfortunately lost Chuck Willis in 1958. Right now, let's move into his second hit. It's a cover tune. The song was written by Dave Bartholomew and Fats Domino. Fats recorded it originally, and it reached number 2. One of the executives at Chuck's label, OK Records, saw what the Fats Domino version was doing on Imperial, so they got Chuck Willis on it to cover it right away. Chuck's went to number 4. Here's Going to the River as we celebrate the life and music of Chuck Willis on the Juke in the Back.
I'm going to the river, gonna jump overboard and drown. She have put me down. Well, every living body need someone to call their own. Yes, every living body need someone to call their own. Yes, I'm tired of living, living all alone. That's why I'm going to the river, gonna jump overboard and drown. Me. If you see my mother, tell her so long for me. Cause I'm tired of living, living in misery. Yes, I'm tired of living, living in misery. Well, I'm tired of living, living in misery. People are talking all over town. They say you're tired of me, going to put me down. Don't deceive me, please don't leave me, please don't go. You know I love you. The way you do. You said you love me. You said you love me. Please don't go. When I first met you, no, I didn't love you. I just tried to treat you nice. Since I've been with you, yes, I've learned to love you, and I want you for the rest of my life. You used to call me your lover boy. I once have been your pride and joy. Please don't leave me, you know it'll grieve me. Please don't go. here with me. Please don't go.
Chuck Willis from the summer of 1953 in a song that went to number 6, Don't Deceive Me. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging on the Juke in the Back as we pay special tribute this week to Chuck Willis. This is part one of a two-part special. At this time, Chuck is scoring hit after hit. Let's move into February of 1954. Here's another fantastic ballad from the great Chuck Willis. It's You're Still My Baby, and it went to number 4. I'm Matt the Cat. Thanks for joining me this week on The Juke in the Back.
You're gone away, left me alone. I ain't got nobody to call my own. Bye-bye, baby, lots of luck, darling, you're still my baby. I told you I love you time and time again. I'm sorry, baby, you just didn't understand. Bye-bye, baby, lots of luck, darling, you're still my baby. You may be miles away, and you may be still in town. But all I wanna know is, what did I do? Why did you put me down? Lord have mercy, my heart's in pain. I always play the losing game. Bye-bye, baby, lots of luck, darling, you're still my baby. Lots of luck, darling, you're still my baby.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and hearken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week, since Chuck Willis is the feature on the program, I'd like to take a song that was cut at his second recording session, held on June 27th, 1951. It's a great little shuffle tune that he wrote called It's Too Late, Baby. And OK Records released it as the flip side of his third single, Let's Jump Tonight. Here's Chuck Willis with It's Too Late, Baby, this week's Great 78.
The time when I was green, but But now I'm hip to your jive, and I know just what you mean. And now it's too late, baby. Somebody else have taken your place. Well, I know you don't love me. You want me just for spite. You want to see me down, but I don't think it's right. And now it's too late, baby. Yes, it's too late, baby. Well, it's too late, baby. Somebody else taken your place. Baby, she's real gone. Every day I come from work, she's right there at home. With my supper on the table and my water in the tub, she give me a great big kiss and a great big hug. Now when you and I was together, we always fuss and fight. You spend all of my money, wanna walk the streets all night. Now I've won you, pretty baby, but you didn't seem to care. You can't go to my house no more, 'cause somebody else is there. And now it's too late, baby. Yes, it's too late, baby. Well, it's too late, baby. Somebody else has taken your place.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the juke in the bag.
Feel so bad. Feel like a ball game on a rainy day. Like a ball game on a rainy day. Yes, I got my rain check. Shake my head and walk away. Ooh, people, that's the way I feel. People, that's the way I feel. Sometimes I think I want, then again I think I will. Sometimes I want to stay here, then again I want to leave. Times I want to leave here, then again I want to stay. Yes, I got my train fare, pack my grip and ride away. That's the way I feel. Ooh, people, that's the way I feel. Sometimes I think I won't, and again I think I will.
Chuck Willis with the Latin-tinged I Feel So Bad from the summer of 1954. That topped out at number 8 on the R&B lists and would become a hit all over again for Elvis when he cut it in 1961. Elvis's version of the tune would go to number 5. Chuck Willis wrote so many great tunes, but he didn't just keep them to himself. He wrote Oh What a Dream, which was an enormous hit for Ruth Brown in 1954. He also wrote songs for the Five Keys, like From the Bottom of My Heart and Close Your Eyes. Next week on Part 2, we'll focus on his most successful recordings, the end of his stint with OK Records, and the beginning of his last chapter with a new label, Atlantic Records. We lost Chuck Willis on April 10th, 1958. Tune in next week on The Juke in the Back for the rest of his story. I'm Matt the Cat, and next up on The Juke in the Back, we hear from one of the greatest female R&B singers of all time, Camille Howard. She was born in Galveston, Texas, moved out to the West Coast, and began playing on Roy Milton Records. Those records were so successful for the specialty label that label owner Art Roop started giving her a more prominent role on the recordings, eventually recording her as a solo artist. Here's a tune that went to number 10 in 1951 for pianist, vocalist Camille Howard. It's Money Blues on The Juke in the Back.
Girl can be my baby. baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Love, baby. All right. Now, baby. Ah, baby. Oh, baby. My baby. My baby. Ah, baby.
Tommy Ridgely of Atlantic from 1954, featuring some of the greatest New Orleans players of all time. Dave Bartholomew is blowing the trumpet. Lee Allen is on tenor sax. Red Tyler is playing the baritone sax. Ernie McLean is on guitar. Frank Fields is playing bass. And the late, great Earl Palmer is banging those skins. Jam up! And I just love Tommy Ridgely's vocal interjections on that tune. Well, that's about all I got time for this week, baby. I got to clean up around the juke in the back before I can get on out of here. Gonna close this week's show with a behemoth of a record from 1945, spinning off of Columbia. It's Count Basie and his orchestra, featuring the great Jimmy Rushing on lead vocal on Jimmy's Blues. The tune was so popular, it went to number 3 on the charts, and it was covered by so many groups, by guys not even named Jimmy. Jimmy Rushing would remain with the Count Basie Orchestra until 1950, when Basie had to slim down his band. But even after Jimmy left, his replacement, Joe Williams, would still sing Jimmy's Blues. So let's close down the juke in the back with the Kansas City sound of the Count himself. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'll catch you next time on The Juke in the Back.
I've got a mind to ramble
mind to ramble, got a mind to go back home, got a mind to be a good boy. The winter, some love in the fall, but I love early in the morning, 'cause that's the best time of all. Yes, I love my baby, but my baby won't behave. I'm gonna follow you, baby, follow you to tall and mellow, some like I'm short and brown, but you can't tell the difference when the sun goes down. Yes, I love my baby, but my baby won't behave. I'm gonna follow you,
run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.